Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and today it's wine day. So, you know, it's Friday and we do our wine review. So we've been averaging high 70s, low to mid 80s here in Georgia. So I said, let me pull out something nice and crispy and something that will go with the consistent salads that I've kind of been eating. And I pulled out a Sauvignon Blanc this week. And this one is a Spencer Family Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc 2016. So I wanted to try to get something a little crispy, a little light, something that goes with the weather to calm you down. So this Spencer Family Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc, it says winemakers select. You see that? They don't even get into it too much, but it's a Spencer Family Winemaker Select Sauvignon Blanc, and floral to the nose, citrus, green apple, grapefruit, fig, blah, 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 blah. But this is, surprisingly, a California Sauvignon Blanc. So if you've been following me and been listening to a lot of my wine reviews, I strictly or notoriously been drinking Sauvignon Blancs from Oregon and New Zealand. So this was a good opportunity to break from that because I haven't found any really, really Sauvignon Blancs that I liked outside of those two regions. And even the European ones aren't giving me the flavors and things that I really like in Sauvignon Blancs. You can find a good one from France, but I haven't had too many things that was so good. So I said, let me pull this one out. If you didn't know, this is like a $14, $14.99 price point. So it's a little on a high side of a Sauvignon Blanc because you can get them in, you know, from the high side of the 20s to really lower than $10. But you're really not going to get that one that good. But I wanted to try this one because it was part of a group of ones that I actually got together. And it sort of has, from a distance, it's yellowish, but it has a really green tint. I don't think you can see it with this camera. But it has a green tint. And let's get a whiff of this. Yeah, so that grapefruit, you can smell that. And they said it has green apple, but probably more of the taste than anything. You can just smell that quick. And it doesn't have the grassy. You know, normally I like this. You have that grassy, almost lettuce, almost salad type smell and everything to it. Or even when you taste it. So let's get a taste of it. So, and it said it's dry. So when I was drinking it before, I didn't get why I kept drinking it. I kept drinking it and I had to slow down. But it has a dry texture to it. So you get the taste and go, and then it's gone. Remember, when you get that dryness when you're drinking wine, it sits there and it makes your palate like gone. It doesn't linger. But I like that. I like that, especially when it's nice and fresh and cool. I didn't have this one cold. I actually had this one slightly less than very chilled. And it has a good pop out of that. So it has that green pepper type taste to that. It didn't have that salad-y, you know, arugula, iceberg, or one of those salad-y. It doesn't have that. It has that smell of the grapefruit, but a bell pepper taste. Let's put it up again one more time. Yeah, but it's and the tanginess, which is really, really cool. It has a tangy taste, almost like, I guess, crispy, Not like a Pinot Grigio crisp, but really pretty crisp. I bet you if this was a little colder, you really taste it like really on a crispy high side. But it's almost like now that it's room temperature, it went down. But I got a new friend. It's a Spencer Family Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc 2016. I like this one. I don't think it's overpowering. I don't think it's anything to say, I had this one, I move on. This would be something, if I seen it, I would grab it. And I was kind of looking to find if I can get another one of those. But it's out of stock. It's the 2016. You'll probably be able to see the vintage of the 2017. I did see some of those online. But this 2016, I kind of like this one. So that's what I have. This is a really, really good Sauvignon Blanc outside of the two regions that I like. So if you want to try something different from a California vineyard, try this one. UrbanWineLife.com. Go there and see all my wine reviews that's current and going on. Or podcasts. You can go to any of the podcasts, downloads, Urban Wine Life, my Twitter, Urban Wine Life, and Facebook. You'll get all the little articles and little stuff that I put in there. But go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and you can get to see the wine, you get the label, you see the wine, you know, kind of seeing what I was talking about. You get to see it on there. So I really like to populate that, but also want a companion podcast. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. Later.